Leslie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Leslie, what is exactly is unique about Wet Tropics World Heritage Area in northern Queensland?
Well, the Wet Tropics is a 900,000 hectare World Heritage Area, and it's considered internationally as the second most irreplaceable World Heritage Area on the planet. It's the world's oldest living rainforest and the land of the world's oldest living culture, so it's a pretty special place.
Oh, well, the board has outlined a 10-point action plan to ensure the survival of the rainforest. Could you tell us a bit about what these measures are included in that plan?
Sure. We've had evidence of climate impacts over the last few years. Many of the species in the wet tropics are mountain species. They've been adapted to cooler temperature, which sounds unusual in the wet tropics, and they are unusual. These are animals that only occur here in the wet tropics. And we've been seeing some declines in them. And recently, after the hottest summer on record, and by a long shot, the hottest record summer on record, we saw a very sharp decline in some of our signature species, like the Lemuroid ringtail possum. So much so that on the trajectory, in some of the areas where they've previously abundant, we could see them going extinct within 3 years.
3 years? My goodness. Well, what kind of decline are we looking at?
Well, we've lost about 60% of them within the areas that we know they occur now. So we need to find out where else they might be if they keep moving higher and disappearing from their lower range because temperatures are getting warmer. We need to connect areas where there's gaps in vegetation to make them more able to access other areas. We need to control pests like pigs and a disease that eucalypts get called myrtle rust that couldn't get into the mountaintops except when the temperature warms. And we need to be pretty innovative as well to look at what we need to do. Do we need to test their genetics and see which ones are more resilient? Do we need to take some into captivity even and breed up the strong ones and release them back into the rainforest? These are all the things that we need to look at.
Well, have either of the two major parties indicated any sort of commitment to implementing the 10-point action plan developed by the board to ensure the survival of the rainforest?
We have been talking to governments over some time because, our State of the Wet Tropics report gets tabled in both the state and Australian parliaments. But we haven't had a commitment of funding as yet, but we've only just come out with our 10-point plan, and we're confident that if we get resources, we can actually make a difference for these species.
Well, if you've just joined us on The Daily, we're speaking with Leslie Sheriffs, Chair of the Wet Tropics Management Authority Board, following reports this week that the site is under threat from climate change. Now, Leslie, UNESCO, they're responsible for the designation of sites on the World Heritage List. Have they or the international community made any comment on the risk posed by climate change to the wet tropics area?
They have made it not only to the wet tropics in the 2017 Outlook Report, which is a report that is done periodically about all World Heritage properties, but in that report they did find that the wet tropics was particularly vulnerable to climate change and that the changes could be catastrophic. So they've alerted, but they are also looking at World Heritage properties around the world, both natural ones and built heritage ones, because climate change is impacting on those internationally as well.
Well, knowledge about the threat of that climate change poses a threat to rainforests is not exactly new knowledge. Why hasn't the government committed to decisive action, which could at least minimize the damage?
Well, I guess any incoming government is a signatory to the World Heritage Convention. So they have an obligation to protect and conserve these areas. And one of the parts of the convention is that it be transmitted to future generations. And I think part of what our board is doing is bringing this to the attention of a wider audience because we do need those commitments.
Well, hopefully we can see a few commitments done soon because, well, the sounds of it, looks like we don't have much time left, do we?
Yeah, we're very optimistic, the board. We think if we can make the area more resilient by addressing some of the other threats and assisting the species to move to cooler areas, we can buy some time. But at the end of the day, global emissions need to be reduced.
Gosh. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good one. I really appreciate you following it up.